Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
How good's Boxy looking?
She looks a million bucks.
Just getting your makeup done.
I am. Oh, sorry, there's your mic.
Thank you.
Can't take you seriously at the moment. Oh. Done a great little job.
Oh, I'm
bit of runway room action.
I am loving runway room for my hair and makeup this morning.
Speaking of runway room.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Just thought I'd throw it in there. What? Like Schnooksy's opening up a new pop-up runway room with Chisholm in Frankston.
Whereabouts?
Byron. In Frankston.
Wow.
In Frankston.
Yeah, so well, if you're near Frankston, get down there and bit of hair and makeup.
That's great.
Yeah, with Chisholm. So it's just
I love
so
that.
Why are you looking so good? Because, I mean, every day you look great, but this is like next level.
I am hosting a function today.
Great.
Okay. A great function,
wonderful function for Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
Nice
our ladies' lunch.
Glad I asked. Glad I checked. There's another commercial.
What's happened here?
You
bloody
did it.
Runway room.
It's the purple ladies' lunch for Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
Have
we're doing a wonderful thing
have
for Maddie's Foundation.
Maddie's Foundation.
Oh, that's great. That is good.
We've got the Converse coming out.
Yes, we do. Okay. Now, sorry, I thought this was something you wanted to talk about because we were going to talk about our billboards.
Oh, yes, a billboard.
Your billboards, Fief.
Yeah.
Talking about Fifi's billboards.
Fifi's billboards. And we actually witnessed this personally because I've never seen a billboard of myself, just by myself. Haven't seen one of Byron. And all I've seen is Boxy everywhere. And we were driving home from our oodles of doodles of whatever.
Yeah,
oodles party. And you were over the Balti. Is it the Balti?
Yeah, Fief was over the
Fifi, and I'm like, oh my god, looked amazing, shine like a diamond.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's very big.
I've seen yours. You're outbound on the south on the Burnley, out of the Burnley tunnel.
Must be my area. Anyway, now
on your way out to Nazawaza.
Yeah, mum called me last week, Kazza, and she said, oh, I was driving Don to the airport because her husband or boyfriend, been married three times, not husband, but boyfriend. Just boyfriend. Okay. This one's a boyfriend. Okay.
Don doesn't get a lot of name checks on this show.
Yeah, Don. His family live in Darwin, so he flew them, he took him to the airport and she was driving back and she goes, oh, I saw a picture of Fifi on the Balti. And I said, oh, yeah. And I said, she goes, oh, it mustn't be for the Fox because you and Byron weren't on it. And I said, oh, no. She goes, is she doing some sort of teeth whitening or Colgate ad? And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, because it said shine like a bright
like a diamond.
And Fifi's teeth look beautiful.
They do look great. They look, your teeth look
and
beautiful.
And I said, yeah, you wouldn't know that that was a Fox advertising.
But
she actually thought it was a teeth whitening campaign.
I guess
campaign.
If you think about it, you're right, I'm there
your
by myself.
Your look good.
And the words shine bright like a diamond. I guess you're right. Why would they think the Fox? It's a really good point.
It's a really good point.
That's Kazza.
Yeah. Kazza should run our marketing department here at the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Quick one. Firstly, our Bachelor tonight looks insane because there's a storm off. He kicks someone off. Oh, that's just going to be awesome.
Yes.
But last night, the intruders came in and Jamie had an accident. Broke her ankle playing moonhopper netball.
I turned around and Jamie was on the floor and she looked like she was in so much pain.
Okay. Well done. Geez, you're valiant out there. How are you travelling?
Yeah.
Is it the knee?
No, it's the ankle.
Ankle, a bit of rolled ankle?
I don't know.
Okay, it's all good. We got some ice on it.
Jamie Lee goes head over biscuit, rolls the old getaway stick. There she is on the deck looking for a medic.
Whoa.
For all non-Australian people, I don't understand what he said either.
Yeah, I know.
I've got no idea.
She hurt herself.
Yeah.
Something about a biscuit.
In the biscuit.
Do you reckon if you end up in a relationship with the honey badger, you will need a translation book, like a dictionary?
Like, it'd be like going to Spanish school or French lessons.
Constantly be saying, what? What?
Sorry, what?
Anyway.
I tell you what, I broke my ankle and didn't know I'd broken it.
When?
On a date?
No, I was playing footy, pretty much. I was in love with the game, so I might as well have been
The game was in love with you. Breaking anything or sustaining an injury on a date is never great. And see, these days everybody wants to do novel dates, something that's a bit different. Go rock climbing, go
What's that about? What happened to just
kayaking?
Go to dinner?
I know. Well, 13 10 60. We'd love to hear from you.
Kayaking.
If you've had an injury.
Imagine the date was going crap.
On a date.
Just, see, what happened to her? I don't know.
Paddled out to the bay. Gone.
Have you?
Shark bait.
Have you copped an injury? Have you suffered an injury on a date?
Okay, so physical.
Can be anything. Yeah. Bee sting. I don't care. Anything.
Any injury that's been sustained on a date.
Yes.
The number is 13 10 60. We'll take your calls next.
101.9 The Fox.
We're speaking about injuries. Last night on The Bachelor, Jamie Lee, one of the intruders, playing moonhopper netball. Well, that was always going to go wrong. The
what
poor thing.
Stupid thing to do on a date.
Broke her ankle. But this can happen because on first dates, this is a couple of things. You're trying. So sometimes you're trying too hard, and particularly if you're doing an activity, or you burn your tongue eating food at the table, or you get bitten by a bee. Who knows?
Maybe you got hurt and you weren't even on a date. You were trying to get one.
Yeah, when
you try to take a specky.
Yeah, in front of a footy player. And I fell into a bush. Anyway.
Still the greatest story of all time.
Brittany from Gisborne. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Brittany, what happened on a date?
We were on our second date and he took me ice skating as a surprise. And I lasted 5 minutes and fell backwards and I broke my wrist.
Oh, ouch. Brittany, I mean, let's start with, that's a bad surprise. Like, you don't
it
want
was
that
a very
surprise.
Bad surprise.
Couple of reasons. You might not be dressed for ice skating because you've got to wear basically an anorak and ski gear.
Good point.
And you can't do it. No one can just go. Oh, you can't just go to the ice like water does to a duck does to water.
No, correct. It's difficult.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Did it continue, Brittany? Were you, did you get
No, blonde? No. Oh. We never saw each other again.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Jeez. Okay.
That's a shame. Jackie in Mornington. Hi, Jackie.
Ciao, CC7 Byron.
Now, Jackie, you had an accident on a date?
I did indeed. My husband, my present husband of 26 years.
Oh, well done.
He and I, in our early days, very, very early on in our dating, it was hot, balmy summer night. He lived in North Carlton, so we went down to Lygon Street for dinner.
Some gelato.
For some gelato. No, Sev. On the way home, we decided to get a waffle cone.
Oh.
Because we were walking home along Lygon Street, and he must have thought it was a little bit of a kiss me katook moment.
Yeah.
And he leant in for the big tash, and I had a bit of waffle cone in my mouth, and I've inhaled it, and I'm an asthmatic.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
And I've had an asthma attack. I'm like, and we had to walk home, and then he piled me in the car and took me to some bees.
She's almost been killed.
Jackie's had an asthma attack, had a waffle cone on a hot balmy night, and referenced Rhonda and Kutut.
That's the best story of all time.
Hey, everything.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. That made us laugh. Tammy in Eltham. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Tammy, what happened? Were you injured? It was an accident on your first date.
Yes, I think it was like our second or third date, but we went for a walk up to a waterfall.
Oh.
And I was walking Smooth. In front of my date and he threw a rock into the bush to try and scare me thinking it was an animal. Anyway, it hit a tree, then hit another tree, then hit another tree and then hit me in the back of the head.
Was he skimming it? Like,
I don't know.
Game you play, yeah.
I don't know what he was trying to do, but it impressed me.
You don't expect to be hit on the back of the head on your own.
By a boulder.
Date,
no, you don't. Thanks for your call. Was there a joke there, Fed?
Come on.
Oh, there was something.
Do
really?
Brewing up.
Can you go?
When you're going up the top of waterfall, you've got to be expected to get hit by something on a date.
Water.
We'll unpack that during the song.
I don't get it.
101.9 The Fox.
You know what's about to happen. Fev, we haven't done it for a while, but
what
it's time for...
Oh, God.
Fifi, Fev and Byron's mailbox. Now, look, we...
Do you know why we haven't done it for a while?
Why?
Because it wasn't good the first time.
Well, no, we've got... Do you know what we said?
Lollipops arrived in the mailbag.
It could have been a couple of months ago. We got some actual mail. We got a handwritten letter from a guy called Ray in Dandenong. And we thought, how nice is that? You know, the written word, it's no longer something that people partake in, sitting down and writing a letter. So we encouraged snail mail. This show will now be accepting snail mail to Fifi, Fev and Byron here at the Fox in South Melbourne. And
would you like me to give out the address?
Yeah, why don't you?
257 Clarendon Street, South Melbourne, Victoria 3205.
So it all started with Ray in Dandenong, Ray's letter. And I'm not
I'd love letters more boxy if I could read.
especially this writing. Some of this handwriting is
Maybe this has got something to do with the fact that we haven't done the mailbox very frequently. I've got two more letters from Ray.
Ray.
Lot from a whole lot of other people.
We probably should push the address a bit harder. We don't do it much.
Ray sent us, I'll give you his most recent. Here's an example of Ray's letter. About technology. I've never been a great fan of App Crap or Google. Okay. It's a silly name, if you ask me, and I'd rather have Gumtree any day. From Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
He's followed that up yesterday with this one, Fev, and I'm wondering if this is just directed to you, the king of comedy on our show. He's just written this. And you know what? And Ray keeps it simple. There's no dear, no two.
Kept his name simple. Byron.
He's not even addressing anyone. What is a party pooper? See, I thought this was a joke. What is a party pooper? Someone who goes to a party and... I wish I'd read it.
Oh, God. I'll tell you a good joke.
Ray.
I've got to keep going. Leon wants me to keep going. Someone who goes to a party and does poop in their pants.
What do you call a girl who throws her bills in the fire?
What?
Bernadette.
We might close the mailbag again.
It's pretty good.
Technically, you should have written that down and mailed it to
us. It's pretty good.
101.9 The Fox.
We've had a few issues, Fev, your new bird, well, Lenny's new bird, Biscuit.
Biscuit.
When you got Biscuit and we were excited because you said you were going to train Biscuit to talk and we gave you a week and, you know, you maybe didn't do the training that was required. Anyway, Biscuit's still not talking.
Oh, no, we trained it. No. But I just don't think it talks.
Biscuit doesn't talk.
Then there was Biscuit's nemesis, Poppet.
Poppet from talk either.
Poppet from McRae is a budgie that was sending in audio, but Poppet's owner, Matt, was sending us audio of Poppet learning the Fee Fee Fevan Byron jingle, learning lots of various words, and
he learned Biscuit's
you
name.
Didn't believe him though. No. You said, "Nah, I reckon that is a person.
Fake
I don't.
Audio.
I think it's fake audio until I see it." So we got Poppet in the studio. Yes. Matt and Carolyn brought Poppet in from McRae, and we endured about 20 minutes of trying to get Poppet to perform. This is a little bit of how it went. Does Poppet like Taylor Swift?
Oh. He loves Taylor Swift.
Okay,
who
here we
love
go.
Taylor?
Okay.
So far, Poppet's doing bugger all. Flying around in a confused state.
I've got other songs. Got another song, Lady Gaga.
I don't think that's going to help.
It might. Hang on. Poppet will like this.
Poppy!
They're getting desperate.
The idea being music might have gotten Poppet to talk. No talkie-talkies from Poppet.
Poppet.
The only thing Poppet did do really well during that that attempt to get it to talk was swoop Fev. Can we relive when Fev got swooped by a budgie?
Yes, we can.
Fev's got my bell. Fev's got my bell.
Oh, sh**.
Relax.
Man down!
You know what's happened? We've put it on Instagram, guys, Fee Fee Fev Byron, and on Fev's personal. And everyone, you can't watch it once. Take the challenge. Try and just watch it once. Everyone's watching it about 20 times.
I know. It's also, it's Fev's, can I say this, Fev, arrogance.
Oh,
just
yeah, I was about to say that. I was like, I literally was like,
he thinks he's...
Pop it, bell. And I look at Leon always because he needs to laugh at my gags or otherwise I can't perform.
Yeah.
And I thought... I was on. And then the bird swooped me.
You know what, Fev? It is swooping season. Have you seen it? Magpies are going nuts at the moment. Even yesterday, Nine News reporter Mark Santomartino, I just love saying his name. Mark Santomartino. Did you see I saw the photo of the blood dripping from his forehead, but this was the audio of what happened to him.
When you're supposed to be on the news, that you've been swooped by a magpie and he's got you good.
Ouch.
Don't laugh, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Mark Santomartino.
Mark Santomartino. I mean, that was...
Is there any footage of it?
Yeah, well, there's a photo.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
anyone could have done that.
It's swoop season.
Swoop, there it is. Oh, God, it's got my eye.
Swoop stories, present or past, whenever. But have you been swooped at the moment? Are you wearing one of those stack hats with all the ice cream sticks hanging at the top to try to stop yourself getting
No, seriously,
swooped?
When I lived in Yarrawonga, this is a thing.
Yeah.
Because I used to live on the lake.
No, that's right.
And I'd sit out there just... as you do when you want to go outside for a little bit of a bit of sun. Mm. And I'd see all these elderly people riding past on their bikes with their stack hats, and they'd have all like these things
sticks
pointing through their stack hat. They were everywhere.
Is that a deterrent so people think you're a tree?
Yeah. And the birds don't fly on them, so they swoop them. It's unbelievable.
I'm not kidding. My mum used to make us walk around the backyard in Wonga Park with ice cream buckets on our heads.
We'll see how we go. 13 10 60.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, hopefully magpies are controlling themselves, not the Collingwood ones.
Ooh, look at that.
Swooping up the stadium on Saturday night.
Well, we're talking swooping because Fev has a new nemesis. It's a budgerigar called Poppet. He thinks Poppet's a liar. He doesn't think Poppet can talk. And Poppet just chose.
Well, I think we proved that.
Well, and then Poppet swooped you in the studio.
Fev's got my bell. Fev's got my bell.
Oh,
come here. Man down. Yes, you've got to watch the Instagram video and try and watch it once. You'll definitely need to watch it a
few
times.
I'm not a man boxer who believes in karma, but if that was karma, geez, it happened quick.
It did, didn't it? Poppet was hating on you.
Very quickly.
And it's swooping season. We thought we'd just better check in. Has anyone been swooped this season?
Swoop, there it is. Oh, God, it's got my eye.
Beck in Caroline Springs. Hi, Beck.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Beck. Are you okay, though? Have you been swooped?
Yeah, so I have been swooped. Magpies tend to have a go at our family, but when I was about 8, I was at my grandparents' place up in Locksport, which is a very country town. And there was this huge pine tree that I had no idea a magpie lived in there. However, my cousins who were from the area thought it would be a sick joke to kind of let the magpie swoop me. Mm. Me being a city girl had no idea what was going on. Mm. They ran into the house, locked the glass sliding door, and I came running after them probably about 2 minutes after I realised that I'm being attacked by something. And I just went straight into the glass window.
Oh.
And not only that, my grandparents were sitting opposite the glass window having a laugh at me because they have a sick sense of humour.
It's pretty funny.
And the magpie just continued to swoop me through the window.
Oh.
And the great thing about that too, Beck, is it's not only when you got swooped, but when glass windows attack. Because that's almost another great area when you run into a glass
window. Should make a note of that for a future phoner.
Thanks, Beck. Kate in Roeville. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Kate. Have you been swooped?
I am, and I'm still slightly traumatised to this day. So I come from New Zealand. We had a pet magpie on my grandmother's farm. Absolutely gorgeous little creature. We used to talk to it. We moved to Queensland from New Zealand when I was 7, and there was a park across the road from the rental apartment where we were staying in Toowoomba, and I went over to have a play. You know, magpies were friends. It was all good. And this magpie just started swooping me. And he was absolutely, or she was absolutely relentless, got me pinned on the ground on my stomach, bawling my eyes out, screaming. Whoa. It was actually walking around me, and I had my head to the side, and it was beady eyeing me. And I'm screaming for like a good 5 minutes before my mum realised that that child that must be throwing a tantrum somewhere was actually her daughter pinned down in the park by a magpie.
I thought Kate was going to say that the magpie had flown over from New Zealand. And she
walked
out and found, I was like, come on. She's got another poppet on her hands here.
Sheree in Pakenham. Hi, Sheree.
Good morning. How are you all?
Yeah, good. Good, Sheree. Are you okay, though? Or have you been swooped?
No, I did have to hide under a bush for about an hour calling for help, but no one helped me.
What was happening during that hour?
So I proved that I could ride home from school all by myself, and all the way home a relentless magpie chased me and I had to hide under a bush.
And you couldn't leave the bush? You just had to
stay
there.
No, well, I could, but I was facing the magpie if I did.
Right. You needed saving.
It's actually scary.
Yes,
you know, people laugh until you've genuinely been swooped and stalked.
I thought it was over.
By a magpie.
Yeah, I remember.
They stalk you.
It happened to me when I lived in Northern California. I was married, as you know, to my American ex-wife.
Northern California.
It was crows.
They don't have magpies.
Crows
there.
Were the problem there, and they would there would be hordes of them. I don't know what the collective term is for crows. A murder of crows.
Yes, it is.
They're scary. So I walked to a local cafe,
Walker.
No, they were following me. Oh, that was kooky. I can't even finish the story. That was that funny.
Speaking of this great story.
Oh, yeah, just interrupted.
Oh, no, you said I thought you said
I went to a local cafe, but
I was trying to help you.
The walk from my house to the cafe was about 2 minutes, and I was so petrified, I called my ex-wife to pick me up because I was not going to walk home. Those crows, they were on me. They were ready for
me. Josh Jenkins is around the corner.
101.9 The Fox.
Time for Hotline Ring.
Yes, it is. And we have a big batch of footy tonight. The Tigers taking on the Hawks. Yes. Go Tigers. Wet day in Melbourne, thunderstorms, and a wet first quarter, we've heard.
Do
and
you
the
rain today's
after that. Oh, please give me a fun fact.
So the person
that's. A lot of fun facts today.
Hey, don't look like that. Shut up. People want to hear us talk. It's funny.
It's 7:30.
Yeah, so.
Haven't even had the ad break.
Play the news then.
No, keep going.
Yeah. So you just made it longer.
Oh, dear.
I'll do that every time you interrupt. I'll make the go longer.
Hey, fun fact.
So there's a tiger on the top, and you know the top three are all birds.
But tiger's
hang on, the tiger's
bird.
Not a bird.
No, top the tiger's three. On top. The top,
and then the
yeah,
top,
the next
and then
three.
The next three.
There's an eagle, a pie, and a hawk.
Oh, good
all
animal
swooping.
Fact.
Yeah,
like
there you go.
That. Good.
Back
swooping.
To hotline ring.
Yep.
I know when that hotline ring. Yeah.
Good stat.
That can only mean one thing. It's called Hotline Ring. Okay.
Talking over the intro.
We need you to sing the next line.
And then the next one is a cat.
Yeah.
And then it's another cat. And then the next one's a bird again. So
cats and birds.
Yeah.
I mean, if you break it down, lots of the
animals.
Lots of them are animals, aren't they?
Yeah. No dogs, though.
Good stuff, okay.
I noticed. Now,
ring.
Back to the weather. It's going to rain. So we thought, and by the way, you can take umbrellas to the MCG tonight, but you can't open them once you're in there.
Sure.
Yeah, you can't open them.
That's
in
a
there.
Community service announcement. Great. Not a fun fact. We thought we'd try Rihanna's umbrella on the people of Melbourne. Can they complete the lyrics?
Here we go. Let's pay the calls.
Hello. Hello. What? What do you want?
Hello. 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 Hello, Peter speaking. Hello. Idiot. Rilla, 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 in my umbrella.
The Fox.
My favourite news story today, or one of them, it's a bit light on in the news, but...
okay, thanks for that general commentary about where the news is at.
No, but there's a story about a doctor. Her name's Dr. Siobhan O'Dwyer. She sent a tweet yesterday and it's gone viral, and she's got a lot of as she said, haters have come her way. For this reason, she sent a tweet, and she's got about 3,300 followers. So she's doing okay for
well
a doctor.
Done. Well done.
Her tweet went like this. Hey,
it's not that many.
Isn't it?
No.
For a doctor?
No, for any person.
I don't follow my doctor. I wouldn't even know if my doctor's got...
No, but they're still a person.
I know.
But to put the doctor aside, like, they've got friends and family and stuff.
Yeah, a few hundred. Not many people have got... I don't...
Like,
anyway.
If you'd have 1,000.
Would you?
Plus, yeah, if you're just a normal dude that hangs out.
I think there'd be people listening right now with only a few hundred that would be feeling really insecure.
Really?
I think that... I reckon on average, a few hundred is average.
Well done.
Anyway, back to why she got herself in hot water.
Depends what you post.
Okay, she wrote this tweet. Hey Qantas, my name is Dr. O'Dwyer. My ticket says Dr. O'Dwyer. Do not look at my ticket. Look at me. Look back at my ticket. Decide it's a typo and call me Miss O'Dwyer. I did not spend 8 years at university to be called Miss.
Ooh.
Whoa. Ouch. Ouch. Firstly, I'm a Miss and I'm quite proud of that.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with a Miss?
She's secondly, totally dissed Misses.
And secondly, Qantas is a great airline.
Okay.
Well,
yep,
I agree.
For sure.
Oh, no, I'm going to. Well, I agree with what you said.
You're very polite.
For no reason whatsoever. I'm not in any way attached to Qantas, but I think it's very unfair to Qantas. This is really unfair.
Hmm.
I mean, the number of times I've been called Miss Fox, you know, I don't think a flight attendant's number one priority is to get your name right. Their number one priority is to make sure you're safe and that
to
you're
get
comfortable.
To get you to the next destination.
I mean, taking it personally. But my favourite thing about this is that I did not spend 8 years at university to be called a Miss. I would argue that there's, and obviously she's done a lot of hard work there and now she is a doctor and hopefully she likes her job, but it seems like she was more interested in the title.
Yeah,
yes.
Mate, who cares if you're a doctor?
Well,
you're not a doctor on the plane unless someone gets sick. Just like a normal person.
I remember when I was at uni and I...
Well, I'm glad she's a doctor. She can save lives. But, yeah, I think her priorities are a little twisted.
Sometimes people do things for particular perks or maybe, and 131060, I am going to ask this question. What's the real reason you got your job? What are some motives that maybe aren't as obvious as you'd think? Like, you know, you hear people want to become pilots because they hear pilots pick up. Or
that's a great example.
I reckon a pilot does very well. Now, here's a good example. When I was at uni and I was doing my arts degree and I was completing my arts degree, and I remember somebody said to me, "Oh, you're going to go on and do honours." And I went,
"You didn't even finish though, did you?"
Yeah, I did. I never went back. I never graduated. I missed the ceremony. Yeah, but I did the arts degree. But I remember saying, "But why would I bother doing honours? Like, what's the point?" And then they were saying, "Well, then you can start getting those things at the end of your name." And I'm like, "Oh, like the MD, HD." Like, I'd be...
HDM1.
The Hello Fifi box, MHD, whatever they are. They're fun letters.
It.
They're letters that look impressive. That's what they are.
And that's why you would have done it.
And I'm not kidding. There's part of me that went, "Oh, that would be so cool to have some initials at the end of my name."
I've got the K-I-N-G at the front of my name sometimes.
King of the jungle. 131060. What motives have driven you to get your job, bar actually enjoying your job?
Okay.
I wanted to play footy because of the drink cards and cash. When I was a kid, I did. I used to see all the players at nightclubs and go, "How good's that?" And literally, I wanted to play footy. And because it wasn't a job.
You'd spend hours in the backyard kicking the ball for a drink card.
And cash.
Yes.
101.9 The Fox.
People you would hope, Thief, go for their jobs for good reason.
Well, yeah, even if it's a bad reason, if they've got their job, good luck to them, because this lady who complained to Qantas because she didn't appreciate that she was not being referred to as a doctor, and she said on Twitter, "I did not spend 8 years at university to be called Miss." It just seems like she went for a motive that maybe wasn't necessarily caring for the sick.
Yes, I didn't spend 6 years at radio school either to work in regionals.
Yeah, no.
Wanted to come straight to the big screen.
Oh, regionals would be so annoyed with you right now.
Why?
Like when you go through all the regional radio stations to get to the big smoke and
but you just got to excel at radio school.
You kicked some shit. You never went. You kicked.
I went to radio school.
You went to the MCG and kicked a lot of goals.
More on topic, Fev. You decided to become a football player because you noticed what?
They got heaps of cash and they went out all the time. Drink cards. Times have changed now. But as a kid, I literally sat in my class and did no work. My friend Jackie Hatch, she'd do all my homework and she'd do all the work. She created my signature that is still my signature now. She did that in year 8, I think it was, or year 7. And I used to say, "I'm just going to play footy."
And look what you did. It's kind of annoying.
Then I got sacked and didn't have a job for 4 years. didn't work out real well.
Now I got Jamie from Lyndhurst. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Jamie. Jamie, was there another motive for why you went for the job you went for?
Yes, so I did 2 degrees and 2 certificates and left it all for flight attending based in Italy.
Ooh.
More for the glamour than anything else, just to walk down that airport and have people look at me and go, yes.
That is brilliant.
That is amazing. And to be based in Italy. I'd take a job based on where you could live. Absolutely.
Do you know you can't eat pizza in the streets of Italy anymore?
What do you mean?
They fine you $800. Why? New rule that just got announced overnight.
Fun fact.
There you go. Sky News.
You can't. Can you eat? Can you have a calzone?
No, can't eat
pizza.
Can you
have some lasagna?
No, you can't on the street. You're not allowed to.
But can you eat other foods? It just seems like it's very prejudiced against pizza.
Yeah, well, it's Italian. It's pizza.
Okay.
We need to get to the bottom of that.
It's a separate one.
Rob in Montmorency. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. Yeah. How are you?
Don't change the topic.
Rob, is there a hidden motive for why you went for your profession?
Yeah, absolutely. The annual leave, 9 weeks of annual leave. It was just brilliant.
What job? What profession?
I was a policeman for a number of years. That's about 3 years ago.
Surely it's to maintain justice in our community.
First place is obviously helping people.
Yeah. So what do you get? 9 weeks.
This is
no word of a lie, Boxy and Byron.
Yeah.
I sat down 2 days ago and I was on the news and they were doing a lot of...
a lot of news watching. I wish you
calling out for people to enrol to be a police officer.
Yeah.
And I've done this once and I signed up and I was doing the online course and I actually thought with these hours I work for Breakfast Radio, I could nearly do it now.
And be a cop in Breakfast Radio.
No, like I'd literally crossed my mind. Because this is not going to last forever.
You'd be a bit tired after your shift. You've
got to go through academy and stuff first.
You're going to be either a tired radio announcer or a tired police officer. And I think both are bad.
It's 25 past 7.
I'd go doing a cashy.
101.9 The Fox.
It's cold outside.
I'm missing it.
Winter is coming.
It's just my favourite time of the year.
Fifi, Feb and Byron want to tell you a story. But are they lying?
Fifi, Feb and Byron's a kaboom.
Cool party. Who you trying to fool?
Never miss a moment this spring at the snow. Great time to go to Mount Buller. Search Mount Buller for deals. Here we go, Fief. How does it work? We love this game. It's good fun.
Okay, this is where Fev or I tell a story and the person on the line has to decide whether or not it's true or false. So if they think it's false, they have to call Bulla. Now we've got Jessica from Yulambi. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Jess. Are you in the mood to go to Mount Bulla?
Absolutely.
How good would that be? Imagine just taking the day off.
Oh.
And go to Bulla. Wouldn't be long left for the snow, so.
Oh, spring in
Bulla.
Plenty
of great snow, though.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Great time.
It's a great time to be there. I'm going this weekend.
I should have skied in September because I never made the finals. I should have gone up there.
Plenty of time.
This is the best. I'm hoping this weekend there'll be some blue sky, lots of powdery, fresh snow.
Make sure you wear sunscreen if it's blue sky.
I will. Thank you very much.
Be lovely.
Okay, so Jess, if you don't get it right, we do have Kelly from Sunbury. Are you there, Kel?
Yes.
Kel, if Jess gets it wrong, you're going to do the best Stephen Bradbury and swoop in and take the prize to Bulla, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
great
let's
gig.
Do this.
Love
here we go.
Gig.
Now, Jess, I'm going to tell you a story right now.
Sure.
A few years ago, I was flying into LAX Airport in LA. I was flying from New York. And... I was at the security gate and it was like they were doing, and obviously post 9/11 security at American airports is intense. So massive queues. There was a guy in front of me and he had heaps and heaps of bags and I was like, oh gosh, he's going to do all, you know, unpack all these bags and this will take forever. And I was getting a bit huffy because I'd come off a long flight and I was sort of like huffing and puffing. I tapped him on the shoulder to go, can I get past you? Because I've just got me. It was just me. I had like one tiny handbag. And he sort of looked at me as if, who do you think I am? And anyway, he let me pass, though. And when I got through, the security guard said, gee, Snoop's in a good mood today.
Ooh.
Snoop Dogg let me through security at LAX airport.
And he'd have a fair time at security, I reckon.
Yeah, he'd be busy at security,
he'd be pretty
Snoop.
Busy, I reckon.
If this indeed is true. I mean, I just don't know.
If he wasn't flying a private jet or whatever he normally do.
Snoop Dogg.
What do you think, Jess? True or false? True or bulla?
That's a tough one, but I'm going to call Bulla.
Well done, Jess. Made that one up.
You just made it up then, I reckon.
Push Snoop Dogg through security.
No one told me. I didn't know I was telling a story.
You get your makeup done and you're like, oh no, I've got a story I'm going to make up.
Snoop Dogg. You're good at lying on the fly though.
Did
I reckon
like
that was pretty solid.
Snoop Dogg
would have been
puffing
on one of his joints.
Well played.
We you said that.
I'm going to play again tomorrow. This is a great prize that you've just scored yourself. It's There's a lot to it. Here we go. Here's the details. It's you and a friend. It's return transfers to Mount Buller. It's accommodation. It's breakfast. It's ski and snowboard gear hire and 2-day lift passes. All for you, Jessica. Well played.
Woo-hoo, thank you so much.
101.9 The Fox.
Don't forget, if you want to be in a commercial ad with us for the radio station, for Fox, you have to get tickets for this, but we're going to be singing in Richmond at the Corner Hotel on Tuesday, September 18th, that evening.
Join
so
us.
So if you want to come and have a sing-along with us, that'd be great.
What's
we love that.
Horses?
What's
horses?
Well, Fev suggested horses.
Kaysan?
Yeah. And
oh, no, I'm joking. I'd like to do Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one.
I saw Keegs last night. He was pouring himself some vodka shots last time I saw him.
So when we're in this corner hotel, we're all going to sing a song together. And it might be on a TV ad.
I got a feeling.
That'd be good. You love this one, Fer?
Tonight's going to be
no, I don't.
Why don't you like it?
Oh, it gives me chills, Byron.
Why?
I told that story a couple of about a year or so ago when Brett Ratton, when this first song came out, we were playing the Bombers on a Friday night at the MCG in front of 90,000, a bit similar to tonight's game, but it wasn't a final. And he played all the highlights to this song and he goes, I've got a good feeling tonight, boys. Played this. Yeah, we lost by 112 points.
And he stood maybe up in not front that of
the boys and said, don't think tonight was a really good night, boys.
Nando's, the home of peri-peri chicken.